Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
I'm Brett Neese, live in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Fayetteville this morning, where police are looking for the person they say carjacked a man and then shot and killed him. Coming up, a look at the car they say he took.
A 17-year-old is in the hospital after a shooting at an apartment complex in Raleigh. Police just cleared that scene on New Hope Road a few hours ago.
And a strong cold front headed this way brings a fall-like feel over the weekend. I'll show you what this front does to our temperatures coming up. And another Powerball drawing comes and goes without a big winner. The jackpot for tomorrow night is now the third biggest in the game's history. How does $1.2 billion sound? It is 6 o'clock, everyone. We are winning with this weather, though, and that's free for all of us. You don't even have to pay $2 for that. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, it sounds like the rest of the week off if you get to win that jackpot there. But
pretty much.
Yeah, if you get outside this week, you'd be doing yourself a favor. It's going to be gorgeous. Amy Wilmoth is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, and we see the all clear over there.
Right, the tower lit up in blue. We'll have clear skies again today. It'll be another gorgeous day, so yes, the tower lit up in blue. We'll have plenty of sunshine. Temperatures will warm into the 80s again. Nice and comfortable this morning in the 50s and 60s right now. 52 in Roxboro. It's 59 in Raleigh and Durham. 60 degrees in Fayetteville. 60 in Rocky Mount and 57 in Goldsboro. So pretty similar to what we had yesterday morning. A look at Futurecast. We'll walk you through the day today. Perhaps a little bit more cloud cover later this afternoon. But overall, I still think we'll have mostly sunny skies and it will be a dry day for us. Hour by hour forecast will be in the 60s through 10 o'clock. And then at lunchtime, we're up to about 78 degrees. Our high temperature today up to 82. So it is going to be another warm afternoon. And temperatures will stay warm into Wednesday and Thursday as well with highs in the low 80s. But a strong front drops the temperatures this weekend. I'll show you the temperatures for the weekend coming up, Brian.
All right, 601 right now. Getting some reports from our partners at Waze of some police activity on Lewisburg Road, just south of Fox Road, just not too far from that 540 interchange. I'm not seeing any delays showing up on the sensors right now. But just a heads up, as you head through that area, you could see some police activity on the side of the road. Elsewhere around the triangle, we're looking good in Wake County with no other problems showing up, according to Raleigh 911. And as we take a look at live sensors in Durham right now, no delays on those major approaches into the Bull City. Renee?
Ryan, thanks. Breaking news in Halifax County, where we're learning about a deadly early morning crash on I-95. This happened around 3:30 this morning. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live near the scene, near the town of Enfield. Laura, what can you tell us?
Yeah, Renee, within the past few minutes, that scene has cleared right now. We are right off of I-95 in Enfield. Take a look at some of the video that we get from the scene. When we arrived, we could see the vehicle involved in this crash be towed away, and it was just severely damaged. Now, Highway Patrol on the scene did confirm with us that it was a deadly crash, but we're still working to learn more about the individuals involved in this. It did appear to be a single vehicle crash, but Highway Patrol on the scene, as well as several fire crews, one lane was closed for the time period of them working that scene. But again, in the last few minutes, the scene has just cleared. Again, this all happening near mile marker 157 near Enfield on I-95 South. We're going to continue to get more information as the day progresses and be sure to pass that along on air and online. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Halifax County.
We also have breaking news we've been following out of Fayetteville. A man is dead after an early morning shooting. Police say this happened during a carjacking on B Street. Brett Neese is in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Brett, this was a violent scene, and the carjacker got away with that car.
Yeah, very violent overnight, Jeff. And you saw from that map, that's just a couple of miles here away from the police station. I want to show you this. This is the car, though, that police say that carjacker got away with. A white Dodge Challenger Hellcat with a black hood. You see that there. They say the driver of that car, the one who owns it, went to that scene here off of B Street around 12:30 a.m. When he got there, someone held him at gunpoint and demanded the keys. The person shot the driver multiple times before taking off with that car. The man was taken to the hospital where he sadly died. Police also say there may have been a second victim in that car when this all happened. I'm working to confirm those details. I'm also working to learn the name of the man who died and if they have a suspect at this point. I'll stay on top of the story and keep you updated. Live in Fayetteville, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
A 17-year-old is in the hospital after a shooting at a Raleigh apartment complex, and police are working to find the shooter. Police remained on the scene until nearly 2 this morning. The shooting happened just after 6:30 last night on North New Hope Road. The teen who was shot was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. We're working to learn what led to the shooting.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, following some breaking news out of Cary this morning, everybody is out of the house safe after a fire on Rain Mist Circle in Cary. We do have video here. This happened overnight. We spoke with a resident. He says he, his wife, and the dog were all able to get out quickly and safely. But you can see the side of the house here just charred. He said he did not know the cause, but he heard the alarm. He went downstairs. That is when he saw the carpet on fire. Again, both people and a dog were able to get out of that house safely this morning.
Police in Nash County want to know who put a pipe bomb right at the entrance of a neighborhood in Nashville. NC-58 was closed for hours yesterday after that device was found in the road. Officers blocked off the area and told people who live nearby to stay away. The FBI used a robot to remove the device and take it to a safe place to detonate it. No one was hurt, but the entire situation left the folks who live nearby pretty unnerved. The road reopened around 10 last night.
A person is behind bars this morning in connection to a reported sexual assault at UNC. Officers say they've charged a man following Sunday's attack. They say they got a call that a man followed a student into McClinton Residence Hall and groped that student. That man's name has not been released, but authorities did release this picture of a person of interest. It's not clear if the man in the picture is the person who was arrested. Police say the man left the building through a lobby stairwell.
Former President Donald Trump will be in court again today for the second day of his fraud trial. This is a live look right outside Trump Towers in New York. And as this trial goes on, it could cost Trump control of that property and others of his. Trump says this fraud case is a scam. After leaving the courtroom Monday, he maintained he's done nothing wrong. A $250 million lawsuit brought on by the New York Attorney General alleges that Trump, his company, and his two adult sons misrepresented his net worth by billions. They are expected to take the witness stand during this trial, and it is expected to last more than 2 months.
Today, Wake County school leaders will vote on whether students as young as second grade can walk to school unsupervised. A school principal would be allowed to say no, but parents could sign a waiver allowing the students to walk anyway. Right now, there is no default permission, and that means a principal can bar students from walking, and parents can't do anything about it. Tonight's board meeting will get started at 5:30.
At the General Assembly today, Republican lawmakers are expected to overturn two vetoes issued yesterday by Governor Roy Cooper. The bills vetoed by Cooper both loosen environmental regulations on businesses. Now, Cooper calls them threats to the environment and to efforts to fight climate change. Proponents say they reduce the regulatory burden on North Carolina businesses. Cooper's vetoes are unlikely to stick, as the Republican-led legislature has overturned all of his vetoes this year.
Happening today, Durham police plan to get out into the community to make connections during National Night Out. This is the 40th year for the national observance. Neighborhoods, businesses, and other groups are encouraged to support today's event. More than 50 neighborhoods have registered to host block parties, cookouts, and youth activities. Durham Mayor Pro Tem Mark Anthony Middleton says this is an important event for building trust.
It's really a correction and a reframing of the narrative of police and our first responders being an occupying force as opposed to an integral part of our community.
Durham's National Night Out events run from 4 until 8 p.m.
Still no winner of the big Powerball jackpot, so that means tomorrow night's drawing will be worth $1.2 billion. Last night's winning numbers, 12, 26, 27, 43, 47. Powerball was 5, Power Play is 2. Next drawing's tomorrow night at 11 right here on WRAL.
A 9-year-old girl who vanished from a New York State campground is back safe at home.
She was rescued. And she knew she was being rescued. She knew that she was in safe hands.
How a ransom note left for her family led to searchers finding the girl safe, hiding in a cabinet.
A vote could happen today in Congress about the leadership of the House, why Kevin McCarthy could be relying on Democrats to help him stay in power.
And stepping outside this morning, feeling great. Temperatures are in the 50s and 60s. It's another warm afternoon. I'll show you how warm it gets in your area coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Back, I'm meteorologist Amy Wynn with M4 Elizabeth this morning. You're looking live at Apex. I've seen some folks running this morning. That's very comfortable weather to do that with temperatures in the 50s and 60s this morning. Obviously dry. We have a very quiet weather pattern. It's 52 in Roxborough. Again, that's the cool spot this morning. 54 in Sanford, 59 in Clinton, 60 in Fayetteville, 56 degrees in Southern Pines, and 59 in Durham. So some nice weather this morning. If you're standing out at the bus stop, a little cool, especially in some of our outlying areas like Roxborough at 52. 60 at 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock this morning in Raleigh, 59 at 7 and 59 at 8. Plenty of sunshine. It's going to be another beautiful day today. 82 for the high temperature in Raleigh, 82 in Durham, and 84 in Fayetteville. Brian?
6:13 right now. We're watching traffic around the triangle. Just check with Raleigh 911. No crashes showing up anywhere in Wake County. Seeing a little bit of congestion starting to form right now on 440 westbound as you head between Six Forks Road out toward the Glenwood Avenue interchange. Looking good in Durham as well. We'll take a closer look at those readings coming up in just a moment. Want to take you live to South Raleigh to I-40 near Gorman Street with westbound traffic heading away from us. Getting busier, but still looking fine between 440 and US 1. No delays at the moment. Renee?
Sounds good, Brian. We have more news to tell you about. Sanitation workers in Durham are not letting up on their fight to get better pay. They met last night to discuss the latest proposal from the city. It includes a one-time bonus ranging from $500 to $5,000. It's closer to the workers' demands, though it does not match them. One worker tells WRL they are not yet prepared to say whether they support this new proposal. City leaders will discuss the options on Thursday.
It's no different in Rocky Mount. Renee, sanitation workers there also want a raise. This comes after the city raised starting salaries for police and firefighters earlier this year. Some sanitation workers say they deserve it as well. The city says under the new budget, 44 of 45 sanitation workers received raises between 5 and 24%.
And I will continue to bring it up every council member, every council meeting until we pass this 15% increase for our sanitation workers.
And some workers are planning to rally outside City Hall next Monday before that upcoming City Council meeting.
We'll be watching Wall Street today to see if the stock for VinFast rebounds after a big fall. Stock in the electric car maker dropped nearly 22% yesterday, closing under $10. The company went public in August and quickly gained value, but shares have fallen more than 60% in the last month. The Vietnamese carmaker plans to open its first U.S. manufacturing plant in Chatham County in 2025.
A 9-year-old girl in New York who disappeared over the weekend from a campground is back home safe now. This morning, we are learning new information about the girl's abduction and her eventual rescue. WRL's Ken Smith is here with how authorities brought this case to a happy ending. Ken.
You know, Jeff, we know how critical those first few hours are when someone disappears, especially a child. In this case, 9-year-old Charlotte Center, the frantic search for her stretched over 2 days. Center disappeared Saturday night in Morro Lake State Park. She'd been riding with friends, but wanted to do a quick loop by herself, but never returned. Here's how authorities were able to rescue her. Authorities say the suspect left a hand-delivered ransom note in the family's mailbox. Investigators then lifted fingerprints from that note, which led them to 47-year-old Craig Nelson Ross Jr. Now, once they located him at his mother's home, investigators found Santa hiding in a cabinet in a camper behind the house where Nelson lived. The 9-year-old was quickly reunited with her parents and two sisters, much to the relief of the hundreds of people who were searching and praying for her safe return.
We came together, opened the doors to pray, and we're seeing a miracle already.
Happy. I can't imagine what the family's this thinking and feeling right now, especially, you know, being local and, you know, we live right here in this neighborhood, and we're all just breathing a sigh of relief, not just, you know, for them and her children, but for all of the children in the neighborhood. You know, we feel safe again.
Yeah, everyone in that small community sharing that same sentiment and also recognizing how the entire community came together to help find this little girl. Of course, today's show will have a live report from Morro Lake State Park, where the investigation is still active this morning. That's coming up at 7 right after our morning news. Renee.
Everyone's so relieved that she's back with her family. Ken, thank you. Major League Baseball's playoffs start today, and the GM of the Miami Marlins is making history. Kim Ng is the first woman to serve in that role to lead a team to the playoffs in any of the four major U.S. sports. This morning on Today, she talks about the significance of the achievement for girls around the world.
You know, again, it's a, you know, the old adage, you know, if you can see it, you can be it. But I believe that many of the women out there had already believed we could do this. So that's nothing new to them.
The Marlins are in Philadelphia tonight for the first game of their wild card series. This morning on Today, more of the message Ng has for other women in sports. Today airs at 7 right here on WREL.
So the boys of summer make that transition into playoffs. That means it's time to change into fall. And by the end of this week, we're going to be feeling it here. Amy Wilmoth in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Not quite yet, though.
Not quite yet, but it's coming. We're going to get down into the 40s over the weekend. So a pretty strong cold front headed this way is going to drop the temperatures. This is a live look at Chapel Hill. This view comes to you from Top of the Hill Restaurant. Pretty quiet out this morning. Nice and comfortable. Temperatures are in the 50s and 60s. It's 53 in Henderson, 59 in Raleigh, 54 degrees right now in Siler City. Down to the south, temperatures are in the 50s and 60s as well. It's 57 in Goldsboro, 60 in Fayetteville, 59 in Irwin, and 60 in Clinton. So very comfortable out this morning to do some outdoor exercise. That will continue through a good part of the day, but it is a little warm this afternoon. Yesterday, we made it up to 84 out at RDU. We're expecting a high of 82, so pretty similar to what we had yesterday under mostly sunny skies. Just a few clouds around later on this afternoon. This is the cold front that's headed our way. It does bring a drop in the temperatures over the weekend, feeling like fall. Low temperatures will be back down into the 40s by Sunday. And then there is a small chance for some rain late Friday into early Saturday. A lot of you are going to stay dry, though. A look at our high temperature forecast. 78 is the normal high. We'll be in the 80s for the next few days, but then we'll see that drop over the weekend. Some models are showing 60s for highs on Saturday. We might adjust that as we start to get some new model runs in, but it's definitely going to be cooler over the weekend for highs and for low temperatures. Here's a look at the forecast lows. The normal is 57. We'll be in the 50s the next couple of mornings, then low 60s through about Saturday, and then Sunday our low temperature down to 49. So it's going to be a chilly start Sunday. This is a look at the map for Monday morning. It's even cooler, 46 for the low in Raleigh, mid-30s in Boone, 47 in Fayetteville. So it's going to be a chilly start to the work week next week. With these cooler temperatures, we're starting to see some fall color, and especially in the higher elevations in the North Carolina mountains. Little color in some of the lower elevations. We've seen a little bit of color in some of our trees around here locally. Nothing major at this point. We typically see our peak fall color for most of the area in early November. But with these cooler temperatures over the weekend, I'd expect to see some more color, especially as we head into next week. Definitely going to be feeling and starting to look more like fall out there. Still warm for the next few days, but comfortable in the mornings with lows in the 50s and 60s. And then this weekend, it just looks great. It's going to stay mainly dry, just a slim chance for rain with the front. And then Sunday, definitely cooler with highs only in the upper 60s. Brian?
It is 620 right now, Amy, as we take a look at traffic around the Triangle. Still looking pretty good on our major routes around Wake County. And in Durham, we're looking all right as we take a look at that live camera out at 885 at Cheek Road, both directions. Getting busier, but still not seeing any big problems between I-40 and I-85. That northbound side seeing a one-minute delay, and on the southbound side, pretty similar situation. Do want to remind you about that ramp closure that is in effect through this week from 440 eastbound onto westbound Wade Avenue. That is closed for that Beltline widening project where they're building the new interchange out there at 440 at Wade Avenue. The detour takes you up to Lake Boone Trail and then back to Blue Ridge Road to access those westbound lanes of Wade Avenue. That'll be open in time for Monday morning's commute.
The city of Raleigh is working to make Capitol Boulevard safer to cross. The change is being put in place after 10 deadly crashes in just over a year.
And your favorite late night talk shows are back with new episodes. Now the hosts are welcoming the return of their writers. That's coming up in What's Trending.
First, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
After 5 months sidelined, late night shows are back.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending. Brian.
Because of our hours, we only hear about these. We never actually see these
shows. We watch it here.
Yeah, but The Tonight Show returned last night, and Jimmy Fallon said that he had a lot of time to reflect during the writer's strike.
Finally, just took a moment, and I just realized how grateful I am for all of this and for this show. Woo! I really love it. Let's catch up on what
he also reflected on all the possible monologue jokes that he missed during the hiatus, including all the stuff about Burning Man and Barbenheimer and a whole summer of laughs.
Oh, Taylor Swift. There'll be plenty more coming along, no doubt about it. Love his songs. He
honestly
grew the fake beard during it. Some said the Bachelor's now a grandfather. They were off the air for so long, but clamoring for new guests and who's going to get what McConaughey was on, right? Matthew McConaughey on last night. So.
But he was a little emotional there.
Yeah,
almost
good
choked
stuff.
Up. Very reflective.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's October 3rd. Here's something that you can be emotional about today. Over social media, you'll probably see this meme, the line from the movie Mean Girls. And the line goes, on October 3rd, he asked me what day it was. It's October 3rd. I've never seen the movie, so I don't know what any of that means, but fans have been celebrating Mean Girls Day for almost 20 years now.
Brian, let me give you a little more context. So Lindsay Lohan's character has this crush, and she's talking about how he's talking to her more and more, and then on October 3rd, he asks her what day it was, and she got to say, it's October 3rd. That was a defining moment in their relationship. That was a big development there.
Lindsay wasn't one of the mean girls, though.
She
was one of the nice ones.
But so she's the main character.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Brian. Imagine looking right beside you while you're driving down the road. You see a dog in the driver's seat instead of a person in the car next to you. That was the reality right there in Slovakia. This picture's going viral. It looks like someone's dog is behind the wheel of that speeding car. And police gave the person in the car a ticket, not the dog. They shared this traffic camera photo. The driver was fined. Someone on social media wrote the dog likely drives better than most people.
It was a tough night for Daniel Jones and the New York Giants on Monday Night Football. Their comeback attempt ended abruptly when Devon Witherspoon of the Seattle Seahawks intercepted a Jones pass and ran it back 97 yards for a touchdown. The Giants never got close to the end zone again, losing 24-3. New York is now 1-3, and they've scored the fewest points of any team in the NFL. We have some beautiful weather on the way. Warm temperatures will continue for the next few days, but then a strong cold front drops temperatures this weekend, could bring some rain. I'll show you future cast and when we could see some of those showers coming up.
Also, a man is dead after an early morning shooting in Fayetteville. Police say the shooting happened during a carjacking.
And a vote on whether Kevin McCarthy should remain as House Speaker could happen today at the U.S. Capitol, where you are looking live. The next step in the push to remove him, that's coming from inside his own party.